From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is on his way to the Middle East to try to persuade U.S. allies there to put more resources into the fight against Islamic State. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the mission comes after President Obama met with the Defense Secretary and other members of his national security team at the Pentagon.
President Obama declared the U.S. and its allies are hitting ISIS harder than ever, targeting individual leaders as well as the oil infrastructure that provides critical funding for the terrorist group. Obama says while ISIS, or ISIL, has been losing ground in Iraq and Syria, the group remains dug in, and there's a difficult fight ahead.
We recognize that progress needs to keep coming faster. No one knows that more than the countless Syrians and Iraqis living every day under ISIL's terror, as well as the families in San Bernardino and Paris and elsewhere who are grieving the loss of their loved ones.
Polls suggest many Americans are not satisfied with the pace of the counter-ISIS campaign. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Drones are expected to be a popular present this holiday season. And now John Lawrence from member station WABE reports people who get these aircraft will have to sign up with the Federal Aviation Administration.
The registration process is for drones that weigh more than half a pound but less than 55 pounds. This comes following a recent report by the Center for the Study of the Drone at Bard College. Researchers there say there were 921 incidents of drones and manned aircraft in the national airspace. Of these, 327 were considered close encounters and posed a possible threat to manned aircraft. Matt Sloan is a drone consultant, and he says some people underestimate these flying objects.
They're actual aircraft, and they may be inexpensive and easy to fly. You know, it's like putting a little model car out on a highway. You have to remember that there are bigger cars and bigger planes out there.
The $5 registration fee is being waived until January 20th. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Atlanta.
A winter storm is moving across the country. The National Weather Service says the system will bring heavy snow to the central and northern plains and upper Midwest.
We'll be crossing the Rockies later today and tonight and bringing a swath of heavy snow for the central and northern Rockies, and then also across parts of western Nebraska up into the Dakotas for tomorrow.
Kenneth James is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says the desert southwest could see showers. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up 103 points to end at 17,368. That's up more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq gained 18 points to close at 4952. The S&P 500 was up 9 points. That's up a little bit, nearly 0.5%, ending the day at 2021. This is NPR News from Washington. Comedian and actor Bill Cosby has filed counterclaims against seven women who are suing him for defamation. They say Cosby defamed them by allowing his representatives to brand them as liars after they went public with rape and sexual misconduct allegations that date back decades. Cosby is seeking unspecified monetary damages. He alleged the women made defamatory statements against him in accusing him of that sexual misconduct. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has decided not to lift the lifetime ban against the former All-Star player Pete Rose. Rose was banned in 1989 for betting on baseball, but he applied for reinstatement earlier this year. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Pete Rose has been on the permanently ineligible list since 1989. Bart Giamatti, the baseball commissioner at the time, said Rose must reconfigure his life in order to be considered for possible reinstatement. The current commissioner said Rose, quote, has not presented credible evidence of a reconfigured life. Rob Manfred says Rose hasn't honestly accepted wrongdoing. Rose was banned for betting on baseball when he managed the Cincinnati Reds in the late 1980s. There was also evidence reported by ESPN a few months ago that Rose also bet as a player. Rose, 74, has been kept out of the Hall of Fame despite being the all-time career leader in hits. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
If you'd like to be out of this world literally, NASA is hiring astronauts. The agency opened its astronaut application website today. Contenders do have to be U.S. citizens with a degree in science, math, or engineering. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.